Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tillem and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 26th day of the month of Tammuz. We continue to direct our thoughts and tefillot, our prayers to all those impacted by the tragic building collapse in Surfside, Florida. We ask for you to please keep all those who are missing and their families in mind in your tefillot and your prayers. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Shiner of the Palm Beach Synagogue in Palm Beach, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Shiner slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach L'cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Just one note before I bring on Rabbi Shiner. I believe we had Rabbi Shiner on in April. And at that point, we had just pretty much celebrated the a little more than one-year anniversary of having this call, which initially was 6 days a week, and then this past December, we shifted it to Monday through Friday. And like many things in life, when one begins something, there's an initial excitement, and the real effort is the consistency to keep it going from day to day with the same level and the same energy. And many things in life are like this. And as much as I enjoy our Tehillim call, and I do, and I look forward to it, and the opportunity for all of us to learn together and to daven together, at that point, a little more than a year in, I was losing a little bit of that focus, of that energy. And generally after each of the Tehillim calls, I speak with the rabbi, I call them afterwards to thank them. And I shared that feeling with Rabbi Shiner, who's still on mute right now. I'm probably not appreciating that I'm sharing this. But he really helped me put it back into perspective to understand just the incredible opportunity we have to join together to daily, to take 10, 15 minutes out of our day, just to think about how much tefillah is recited. I'm just watching the numbers go up on my screen right now as each of you dial in. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people, hundreds, thousands of words daily of Tehillim are recited on each of this call. And you could do the math over a day, over a week, over a month, and now nearly a year and a half of all the tefillah and all the Torah learning. The impact that we're making is really incredible. And I want to publicly thank Rabbi Shiner and express my hakara hatov to him because he really helped me put it back into perspective for something that has never, ever been a burden, but smack in the middle of my work day, when there's usually meetings for the OU, to be able to now really put things back into perspective. So, Rabbi Shiner. And with that, I will now, the chavod, with great honor, I'd like to introduce Rabbi Moshe Shiner.
Thank you, Naftali, for that warm introduction and kind words, and hi to everyone on this call. It's really a privilege and an honor to be with you. So the first of the two Torah portions that we're going to read this Shabbat, which will conclude the book of Bamidbar and bring us the Chazak, Shabbos of Strength, is the Parsha of Matos. And of course, the Matos refers to the tribes of Israel that Moshe Rabbeinu taught the laws of annulment of vows, Hataras Nedarim, that we talk about at Kol Nidre every year. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe points out something interesting. He says that there's two words to describe a tribe of Israel. One is a shevet, and one is a mate, matos, in this week's parsha. And the Rebbe said, what's the difference between a shevet and a mate? We all know that a shevet means a tribe, and a mate means a tribe. But the difference is that a shevet also means a branch. A mate means a staff. And the Rebbe says, what's the difference between a branch and a staff? On the one hand, you look at a branch and you say a branch is filled with life, vitality, it's connected to the soil, to the earth, it's growing, it's producing, it has fruit, it has leaves on it. But on the other hand, if you want to create a staff, you have to disconnect the branch from the tree. Because only when it loses its life and its vitality superficially does it gain an inner strength to become a stick, to become a staff, to be able to be strong enough to be used as a mata. And the Rebbe says the idea of shevet and mata represents the times that we're in now, which is the 3 weeks. There was a time we were in the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. We were like a branch. We were connected to our roots, to our soil, to Eretz Yisrael. And we felt the lachluchias, the sap and the vitality of Hashem's presence in Yerushalayim. But now that we're in exile, and especially now during the 3 weeks, when we mourn the Churban Beis Hamikdash, we feel like staffs. We're disconnected from the tree. We're disconnected from our roots. We don't feel like we have the life force running through us, the Kedusha that we had in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and in the Beis Hamikdash. But the Rebbe says it's precisely through this disconnection that we find our inner strength as a Jewish people. When we see the Mesiras Nefesh of Yidden in exile in Golos for thousands of years, it is precisely this strength, that this resilience, this power that we have to create within ourselves to be worthy, to be zeichet, to come back amidst Hashem Bekarov, to Shibana Beis Hamikdash, to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. And so the Yidden Golos is a shevet, not only a branch, not only a shevet, but he's a mata, elam matos, this week's parsha. And this, therefore, when we read matos and we come to Shabbos Chazak, which is always during the 3 weeks, we remember that our strength and our chazak comes from the fact that we are in Golos. But in Golos, despite all the challenges and obstacles and all the darkness, we still find Hashem and bring his presence into the world. And I'll just say that this, for us here in Florida especially, and for all Jews around the world, this has been a very dark period. We've gone through some very, very harsh challenges, and especially with this tragedy in Surfside, Florida, as Naftali said, we're praying for everyone, for the families. But we also saw the tremendous strength of Am Yisrael. We saw the chesed, the outpouring of kindness, of generosity. Not only people opening their homes and donating anything necessary, but the loving embrace of one to another. We saw the achdus, the tremendous unity of not just the Jewish community, but unity of everyone. Rabbi Shalom Bar Lipska, the shul, rabbi of the shul Bal Harbor, told a story last week that he was walking down the street and there was a couple walking towards him that was weeping. And the man who was not Jewish said to him, "Rabbi, can I give you a hug?" Rabbi Lipska said, "Sure." And he started to hug Rabbi Lipska and he started to cry on his shoulder. And Rabbi Lipska said he saw the tears rolling down his jacket. And when he finally composed himself, he looked at him and he said, "What happened?" And the man said, "I just got word that my son's body was found in the rubble. And I could not thank you enough for the love that the Jewish community has shown us, the outpouring of kindness and love. I will never forget this kindness. My understanding of what the Jewish people are has completely changed after this experience." This outpouring of achdus that the world saw, tremendous love and unity, that's the achdus that will bring back the Beis Hamikdash. Because the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, and it's Avas Chinam that will bring us back together to Eretz Yisrael. And ultimately the Amuna, the faith, the Yidden davened and came together to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that despite the fact that we can't understand Hashem's ways, we still have tremendous Amuna in Hashem. And like the mayor of Surfside, who spoke about the little girl he saw, Elisheva Cohen, saying to Hillam by the rubble, and when he asked her, "What are you saying?" He said, "I'm reading Psalms because my father is trapped beneath the rubble." And this little girl showed the world, and the mayor was so inspired, he said it touched him to the core to see the faith of this girl. Or if you saw the image of the Mexican Jewish rescue workers who were standing in the rubble on Friday night with their hard hats and their vests, and they held out little bottles of Kedem grape juices, and in the midst of the darkness and the rubble, they said, "Yom HaShishi VaYechul HaShemayim." They made kiddush saying, "Hashem, we know you're the creator of the world. We know that despite the destruction before our eyes, you created a beautiful world, a beautiful universe in 6 days, and we believe in your presence, and even this darkness and this tragedy can never minimize or diminish our faith in you." It is that chesed, is that achdus, is that amuna that will keep us strong, that we find even in Golos and that will bring us back b'meheirah b'yameinu before this Tisha B'Av, so that the yahafchu yamim elu, these days will be transformed l'sasin and l'simcha, that Tisha B'Av not only won't be a sad day, but ki yisr na'imit echachreshach, the greater life will come from the darkness, and it'll be the biggest yantif on the Jewish calendar. We had enough suffering. Let us experience it b'meheirah v'yameinu, and through our learning and through our davening and through our achdus and our unity, by finding time in the middle of a busy day to come together and learn Torah and to daven for each other, for Am Yisrael. Hashem should have rachamim, look down upon us and grant us the Yeshua and the Gula b'meheirah v'yameinu. Amen. We're now going to recite Psalm 20, Kapitel Chaf. Lam natseach mizmor leDavid yancha dnei b'yem sarda yisagevcha shem lehe Yaakov yishlach ezrecha mikoidesh mitzien yisadeka yiskokha min chaysecha velascha yidash nasela yitin lecha kilvavecha v'chalatzascha yimale neranen abishu asecha v'shem aleinu nidgal yimale adinoi kol mishal leisecha ata yedati ki yeshi adenei mishichai yanei mishmei kotshe begvures yeshi yaminoi. Eila v'recha ve'eila basusim v'nachnu b'shem adinoi eloheinu naskir heimakaru v'nafalu v'nachnu kamnu v'nesedod adinoi yeshia hamelach yaneinu v'yem kareinu. Psalm 23, Kapitel Chav Gimel. Mizmar l'David adinoi ra'i lo yechzor bin ezeshi arbitzeni amei menuchois yinahaleini nafshi yishoybev yancheini v'magli sedek l'man shumoi gam ki elech v'gei tzalmoves lo yirara ki ato imadi shiftecha mishantecha heim v'yinachamuni tarich lofanei shulcha neget zayrirai d'shanta v'ashemen reishi koisi revoya achtoi v'chesed yirifuni ko yimei chayoi. Shafti beveis adinoi lo erech yomim. Psalm 121. Shil amalois esay nayalorim miayin yove yezri. Ezri mi madinoi esay shemayim vaaret. Ayetem amaitraglach al yonum shemrecha. Hinei lo yonum velo yishon shemei Yisrael. Adinoi shemrecha adinoi tzulcha yad yeminecha. Yoyim amashem eshol yakeka viyareach balaylo. Adinoi yishmarch mikolra yishmeres nashecha. Adinoi yishmetzeis chavayecha. Me'atav yadelom. Psalm 130, Kuflamet, Shiril Amalais, Mima Makim Krasich Adinoi, Adinoi Shema Bekoili, Tienaz Necha Kashuis, Lekel Tachanonoi, Imavoy Nois, Tishmiya, Adinoi Miyamoid, Kim Chaslich Laman, Tivarei, Kivisi Adinoi, Kipsanavshi, Velidvaroi, Hecholti, Nafshi Ladinoi, Mishaimrim Laboiker, Shimrim Laboiker, Yachel Yisrael Adinoi, Kimadani Achesed, Vabeim Eifedus, Vuyiftes Yisrael Mikol, Avein Esov. Mishaberech Lacholim, including all those in Surfside, Florida, who need a refuah shalema. Mishaberech Aviseinu, Avri Mitzv Yaakov, Meisha Anna David Shlema, Yivarech, Virapeh, Kol Acholim, Vacholos, Eskol HaNifgayim, Surfside, Florida. Bavur shakol akol mispam bavuram, bavur shit mistakably neda bavuram, beschar zakadosh baruch hu yimali rachm aleim lachlimam rapesim uzikim lachzir achayesan, yishlach lemei refuah shleim neshmeim, chol avrein lachol gideim besech shor achilu yisrael refuah tanefesh refuah saguf, hashto ba'agolo v'zman kariv v'neimar amein. Achenu kol beis yisrael hanesunim batzara uvashivya ha'imdim bim biyam bim b'yabasha hamakim yirachim aleim. V'yetziya mitzara l'ravacha, mi'afeilu l'aira, mi'shibud l'gula, hashtar ba'galav zman kariv, v'neymar amen.
Apologize for the technical difficulty there. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shiner. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need especially those in Surfside, will be Answer, Latova for Good. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we hear words of inspiration for Rabbi Aaron Greenberg of the OU Jewish Learning Initiative on campus at the U of T, that's the University of Toronto, in Toronto, Canada. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.